Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the ninth day of the month of Tammuz. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Bart of Brit Shalom Beth Israel Synagogue in Charleston, South Carolina, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Bart's remarks, he will lead us in the recitation of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by the recitation of Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English, the Mishaberach for our dear and brave Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Bart will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program can be done at ou.org/call, ou.org/call. And just before bringing on Rabbi Bart, if I could ask if everyone could please have in mind Bracha Golda Chaya Bas Rivka, as well as Fegi Bas Chaya Gittel, that they should both have Irifua Shalema. Again, the names are Bracha Golda Chaya Bas Rivka, Bracha Golda Chaya Bas Rivka, as well as Fegi Bas Chaya Gittel, Fegi Bas Chaya Gittel, Fegi, someone as a kid I grew up in our neighborhood in Muncie who I've known my entire life. May she have a Refuah Shleima, Fegi Bas Chaya Gittel, as well as Bracha Golda Chaya Bas Rivka. May all of those in need have a Refuah Shleima. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bart.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and good afternoon, everyone. We do apologize to our friends who are in Eretz Israel. For those who are not outside the land of Israel, this week, last week's Parsha was Parsha Chukas, was Parsha Korach. In Parsha Korach, learning about the rebellion of Korach, there's a lot of explanations and insights. What Korach was saying, why he was saying it, why he challenged the authority of Moshe and Aaron. And the classic exposition, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says that Korach was cementing common sense rebellion against the authority of Moshe and Aaron. Rashi cites the Medrash, frequently quoted, that Korach and his followers dressed up in garments that were completely made of tcheles, and says, Moshe, this law of putting a strand of tcheles in the corner of a garment, is that necessary with these garments that are all tcheles? And Moshe says, that is the law, Hashem says, yes, they are required. And Korach says, it doesn't make any sense. How can it be that one strand of tcheles exempts an entire garment? That a garment which is completely tcheles does not exempt itself. Nonsense. You're spouting nonsense. We can't believe and understand, accept what you're saying. Doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to us. That was Korach's common sense rebellion. It's very striking that right after Parshas Korach and Parshas Chukas, which begins with the quintessential chok of the Torah, those chukas ha-Torah, this is the decree of the Torah. God gives the command of the paraduma, the red heifer, which is used for purification from those who've come into contact with the dead. This, beyond all the other mitzvos, our rabbis tell us, is the mitzvah that Hashem says, you don't understand and you'll never understand. Not only our rabbis and commentaries point out, does it seem not to make sense, but it's anti-logical, it's a paradox. And therefore, Hashem says, it's a chok. As the rabbis say, gezer him lefanai. Don't listen to those in the world who say, this is nonsense, this is ridiculous what you're doing. To decree before me, you don't have to understand it, you just have to follow it. It's not just the paraduma, of course. There are many chukim, many decrees in the Torah whose reasons and logic is beyond us. In fact, mitzvos in the Torah, which are very logical to us, we call mitzvos sichlios. Even a logical mitzvah, there are times that we would think it shouldn't apply by logic, and Hashem says it does. Ultimately, our rabbis tell us all the mitzvahs of the Torah are decrees. Hashem says, do it, even though you may not understand why. I find it peculiarly compelling that right after we have this classic chok of the Torah, of understanding that we don't always understand why God says to do what he says to do. We have what is one of the most perplexing mysteries of the Torah about divine justice. Right after the myth of Paraduma is the famous sin of Moshe at Ne Meriba, the waters of Meriba, where he strikes the rock. And because of this, Hashem says, you're not going to go into the land of Israel. The commentaries grapple, perplex, what was the sin of Moshe? What was he seeking? What was his error? And for every explanation that's given, you could ask 10 or 20 questions on it. Ultimately, after going through the entire topic, we have to recognize we don't fully understand why Moshe did what he did, what the mistake was, and we don't and will never fully understand why Hashem's decree was, Moshe, because of this, you cannot go into the land of Israel. So just suppose we have understanding that we don't always understand the why, what God says to do, and we don't always understand the why of what God does. And how important that is for us in a time when, for many, many years already, the mitzvahs of the Torah, many people question us and challenge us, sometimes our own brothers and sisters, and say, it doesn't make sense, not logical to do this in this time, in this day and age. And our answer always has to be, we don't understand why Hashem said to do it, but we're loyal and we follow it. And perhaps more painfully and poignantly in our times, especially since the war that began and continues with little intermissions here and there for the past 3 years, in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, and all over, not just the war physically, but the war of words, anti-Semitism, virtually unchecked throughout the world, growing by the day. And so often we do not understand why it is Hashem does what he does. Why is it should be that such a righteous, loyal warrior should fall in battle? Why should we have these casualties? Why should people who you think they would be cut down in an instant because what they're saying and doing is so egregious, yet Hashem lets them survive and thrive and gain millions of followers? We do not always understand Hashem's justice and his decisions in this world. At the same time, we never stop looking for answers. And when it comes even to the chukim, the decrees, there's the concept of tamei ha-mitzvos, delving into reasons and insights, what could be behind the mitzvah we get out of it. We don't stop looking for answers, but the truly righteous person is humble enough to recognize we don't always have them. Someone who says, I can answer all the questions, is not teaching Judaism. The great scholar, the greatest people know, there are times the answer is, I don't know. And in this day of artificial intelligence, much of the world thinks we're going to have every single question is going to be answered. We loyal Jews know we're not going to have all the answers. And certainly the answers of why Hashem does what he does, we certainly look for the Ad Hashem, and we see it so often. We see tremendous miracles and salvations, especially in the last few years. But there are all the times that we can't, not that we throw up our hands, but we can't explain why this person was saved and this person was not. These are mysteries. And part of being a loyal and true Jew, part of it is seeking the answers whenever they can be found, to understand the mitzvos to the best of our ability, and seeking to see Yad Hashem, the hand of Hashem in everything that happens. At the same time as we delve and strive and look for answers and explanations and insights, the other part is learning to live loyally and faithfully with the questions that we cannot answer. Tehillim Perichos, Psalm 20. Natsayach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancho Adonai b'yom tzarah, Yisagevcho Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecho b'kodesh, U'b'tzion yisadecha, Yizkor kol mikosecha, V'losecha yedah sh'nesela, Yiten lecha chil vavecha, V'chol atascha yimalei, Yonanena b'shua secha, V'shem elohinu nidbo, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha, Ata yadati, Ki yoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'anehu mishmei kodsho, b'yoros yesha yimino. Eilev ha-rechev, eilev ha-susim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia ha-melech, ya'anehu v'yom koreinu. Tim Chof Alas, Psalm 121. Shalom ha'alo, s'say me'el hi-hari me'ein yavo Ezri. Ezri mei maduno, yosei shomayim va'aretz. Al yitein alo raglacha, yonum shomrecha. Hine lo yonu v'leishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilucha, yad yiminecha. Yomama shemesh leakeka, v'yorecha layla.
Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmor Tzizcha Vovecha Me'atovi Adolam Tumkuflamit, Psalm 130. Shir HaMa'alos Mima Amakim Krosicho Adonai Adonai Shima Vekoli Tiena Zecha Kashugos Lechol Pach Adonai Im Avonos Tishmorya Adonai Mi'at Ya'amod כי אם יכול הסליח כל למען תברי, כי ויפי אדוני כי בשר נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, תחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פידוס, והוא יפדס ישראל מכל עוונו סב. אחינו כל ביס ישראל, הנשואים לתור ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום רחם עליהם, יוצא מתור לבחה, ומאפל על יורה, ומשיב לגולה, השדה בעגלה בזמן קורב, ונאמר, אמן. As for brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, and see your land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light. Refresh into freedom, now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. The Bishabach, for the Chayalim, Tzahal, the prayer, for the men and women of the Israeli Defense Forces, mighty warriors on the front lines of the battle. Bishabach, Avoseinu, Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, who Yivarech, Yisraelei, Tzvahad, and Al-Yisrael, Banshei, Kokos, Abitachon, Ha'omdim, Al-Yishbar, Seinu, V'arei, Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון ועביר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול על לבו הרבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. יתן אדוני סובבינו הקמים עלינו לגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי עיניהם. יד וישונא תחתיהם, ויפה מחס שועה ותרש ניצחון. ויקוים החסוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם ולכים לכם, אם ובכם לא שיעשכם, ונאמר, אמן. משבח for holy for all those who are ill in need of our prayers. משבח אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, ראש אהרן דוד שלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא יחמים עליהם, להחלימם לפוסם, להחזיקם לפיוסם, ישלח להם מהר ורחו שלוימה מן השמיים, וכל עבריהם וכל גידיהם בסוף שער כל ישראל, ופועס הנפש ופועס הגוף, השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Bark. Great to have you on. We look forward to having you back. Please God, in the year to Hashem and in the near future. And as always, I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. May all of our tefillos be answered. L'tova.